Yeah. Shkrech, everybody, for coming and memorializing Memorial Day. As Rabbi Price said, he doesn't know why there's no doing a Torah more so on legal holidays than illegal holidays. So there's a good Shaila. All right, right. Anyway, we're talking about a very important halacha. Are you allowed to do aveiras to save somebody else from doing a worse aveira? This is a shaila. It comes up many times. I'll just say over, we'll start, you know, so we're going to say over some interesting nafkaminas that we're getting some very interesting halachic questions that present themselves to us, and then we'll start from the beginning and get there. Number one, let's say there's a person who is a manager of a nursing home. And the manager of a nursing home, and there's many Jewish residents, elderly Jewish residents at the nursing home. And his job, one of the things he does is they make sure he unscrews the light bulb in the refrigerator before Shabbos, so that when people open it up, there won't be Mechal Shabbos. And he forgot to take it out. And now every Yid is going to go there, it's after Ma'ariv, and he says, oh yeah, I forgot. And now, when there's no guy to ask to unscrew it, and all these elderly Yid, they're going to be Mechal Shabbos, they're opening up the refrigerator, is he allowed to remove it with a shinui, meaning stand on his hands and unscrew with his feet, or whatever it is they plan on doing it? Would that be permitted to do Yisid Derabanan to save all those people from being Mechal Shabbos by opening up the refrigerator? Another question. Let's say there's a call on Hatzalah, and Zalmi Cohen, whoever, Josh Fox, what?
That question is when the light is still on. You open the fridge, the light's on, and you want to unscrew it.
Correct. Yeah. With a shinui. Open with a shinui.
With a shinui.
Did it stop or just black? Okay. Huh? Okay. So let's say there's hot solar call, and person says, emergency, you must come, and it's in Aventura or wherever, and you have to drive 15 minutes to get there. It's the middle of Shabbos, and you're in your car. And then they call back the dispatcher. Oh, forget it. Everything's okay. Now, the shaila is the dispatcher supposed to call the Hatzala guys to make sure they stop driving? The dispatcher will be over whatever the Avera is by using the walkie-talkie. But he'll be stopping all these other people from being Mechal Shabbos, Shaloi Letzoyach, because no longer is it a case of Pilach Nefesh anymore. Now it is Stam there driving there on Shabbos. So is there a Chiv, or is it permitted for the dispatcher to tell them to stop driving? That's shaila number two. Another interesting shaila. Let's say a person is a Bal Tshuva, and his family are all Mechalalei Shabbos, and he had a baby boy. Oh, Bal Tshuva Gitlin had a baby boy. And nothing to do with just big Zera Shalva, baby boy. Thank you. Now, one second, back to what I was saying. He's going to make a bris on Shabbos, not Rabbi Gitlin, the other guy. He's going to make a bris on Shabbos. He's afraid that all of his family, or not afraid, they are all going to come to go to the bris on Shabbos. So they're all going to drive on Shabbos. So should he push off the bris to the day 9 on Sunday in order to save them from being Mechal Shabbos? You're doing a bittul essay, you're supposed to do the mitzvah on Yom Shemini. Are you supposed to push it off to Yom Tishii in order to save everybody else from driving on Shabbos? Another shaila. Let's say if a person's alarm is going off in his house, something happens, it's Leil Shabbos, he forgot to turn off his alarm, he walks in from Ma'ariv, and all of a sudden starts going crazy, the alarm. And let's say there's Jewish policemen, but let's say he's not from Jewish neighbors, are going to call the police to come. Could he turn off his alarm with a shinui in order to stop them from calling the police and having them drive, if the police are Jewish, driving on Shabbos? That's another shaila. Another shaila is... Wait, that might be it. Oh, interesting shaila. Let's say if you have somebody who has for Shabbos, and you know he's going to drive home after the Suda, Lamashal. He came to Erev Shabbos, he's going to drive home. You don't want him to drive home, so you could steal his keys and throw them into the pool and say, oh, where's your keys? And no one knows where they are, and now he's going to be stuck there. Could you do that to save a person from Chil Shabbos stealing their keys? No, it doesn't help you. So steal with the shinui. So now, that's a shaila. Also, you have to invite somebody. That's if somebody comes to your house. You're supposed to be mechabedim. The standard Jewish thing is to do is give them a coffee and some cake and Kokesh, whatever it is, and that you know for sure this person is not going to make a brocha, and if you give him bread, he's not going to wash the tefillah sadayim, and you're afraid to alienate him, so you don't want to say anything to him, are you allowed to go give him food and drink to mechabit him, or you're not allowed to? You know for sure the guy's going to eat without a brocha, but if you don't do it, he's going to be very offended and maybe even become more distanced from Torah. Is that permitted? So these are the shailas that Seif Maisa we are going to get to, the Ez Hashem. Okay. Now, let's start from the Mar Makayas. The whole sugir really, to a very large degree, is dependent upon a stira, a contradiction in two gemaras that the Rishonim discuss. The first gemara is on page 1, Daf Dalet and Aleph, in Masechta Shabbos. I'm not going to read it inside, because somebody said reading things inside is a bechina of verbal abuse. So I'm not going to read it inside, but we'll say it outside. That, let's say, the case is like this, pashtus, is that somebody, in the good old days, they used to have ovens, they used, not like racks, grates, whatever it is, you put it into an oven, they used to take their dough and put it on the sides of the wall, and that's how they would cook. So now somebody on Shabbos, seemingly, put their dough on one of the walls, and you saw it happen, and said, oy, 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 if I let it go and bake, it's going to be Chil Shabbos. The guy's going to have a chatas, a korban chatas for cooking, baking on Shabbos. So he says, you know what, I'm going to go pull it out of the oven to save him from doing an aveira. Now, pulling it out is an issa derabon called Ridiyas HaPas. Ridiyas HaPas. Also midirabon. So now, we want him to do an issa derabon by pulling the bread out of the oven, off of the wall, to save the person who put it on for Nisa Dirais of a fee of baking on Shabbos. Are you allowed to do that? The Gemara is mafurish. No. You don't tell a person, you don't tell a person, you do an Aveira, you do an Issa Derabanan, a rabbinic prohibition, to go and save the person from doing an Aveira, which is from the Torah. Seemingly open and shut case. The Gemara says, Aser. However, as anything in Limra Torah is, it is not so simple. Because if you turn to page 3, you'll see a different case, which is Lemaisa, comes out with a different conclusion. I'm going to make it very simple. It's a very complicated Gemara, what exactly the case is. We'll make it simple. There's an individual that has a fig orchard. I don't know if it's called an orchard, a fig area with figs.
A fig tree?
A fig tree area. A fig matzah, thank you. There's a fig matzah. And he tells his friend who's not on the Oretz, he says, go to my fig matzah and go and pick some figs and enjoy. However, as everybody knows, there's a halacha of tevel, an iser tevel, meaning produce that he did not yet remove trumas and maestras from in Eretz Yisrael. And there's an iser deraisa. In fact, it's a very iser chomor, very stringent aveira to eat fruit. They're not yet separated. Trumas and mayas is given to the Kohen and Levim or burn them or whatever it is they do with them nowadays. Or even back then. So, a friend of yours, the Talmud Chacham, heard you tell this to the Am Haaretz. And now the Talmud Chacham wants to eat from that bucket of fruit. From the figs. Is he allowed to eat from that bucket of figs? Can he assume that the Talmud Chacham originally told the Am Haaretz to go and pick, to go to his fig matzav and pick the fruits is... Do we assume that the Talmud Chacham separated Trumas and Maises or not? Because in general, there's a chazoka. If there's a Talmud Chacham and he passes away, and on his kitchen table was a basket of fruit, you're allowed 100% to assume he separated Trumas and Maises. Because the Talmud Chacham is not going to leave fruit around that is also to eat. So in this case, it's a little tricky. Because over here, he told the Am Aretz to go to the fig matzav and pick it out in the fig matzav. He is in his home. Now, for him to separate Trumas and Maisers on the figs that are in his home, for the figs that are being picked by the Am Haaretz, which is in a different area, that's called being Tershalim and Amukif. That's separating Truma from a different area than the Truma, than the things actually are. That is an Issa Derabanan. Gzeis Chom, because of Tuma, no reason to go into what the Gzeira is. So it's an Issa Derabanan for me to take Trumas and Maisers from figs that are in front of me for the sake of figs that are being picked by the Am Haaretz and the fig matzav. So Shaila is, in this case, where the person is going to eat tevel, do we assume the Talmud Chacham separated himself or didn't separate it? It's an issur derabanan to separate in his own area. Mashenkan, on the other side, is that the other person, the Amaretz, or the Talmid Chacham that heard, he's going to eat things that are teva. That's a shayla of the Gemara, and the Gemara, at least according to one Tana, holds that it is better for the Talmid Chacham to violate a rabbinic prohibition, an issur derabanan of being Torah Shalman and Mukif, meaning separating the truma that's in his home on the truma that's in the fig matziv, on the figs that are over there, in order to avoid that the person should eat teva. Seemingly a direct contradiction to our previous Gemara. The Gemara earlier said, you're not allowed to remove the bread from the oven to save the rim from doing an Aveira of baking on Shabbos. No, you're not allowed to do an Aveira to save him from doing a worse Aveira. But over here, explicitly, it is permitted and required, at least according to one Tana, for the Talmid Chacham to separate Trumas and Maestas from his figs, on the figs that are somewhere else, which is Nisr Darabonin, to save the other individual from eating Tavim. Seemingly, are you allowed to do Aveiras to stop a person from doing other Aveiras or not? According to Shabbos, no. According to Erevin, yes. So it's a very, very big problem. Is the kasha clear? Good. Now, Taisa asks this question, as does the Ramban, as does the Ritva, as does the Rajba, and many other Rishonim. What is the distinction between these two cases? So the case has to be very clear to understand what the distinction between them is. If you look at Taisa's back on page 1, which is the Avdala Man Alev and Yitzias HaShabbos, Taisa says, four different ways to make a chiluk, a distinction between these two gemaras. Number one is, in the case of the figs, it was the Talmid Chacham who offered the Am Haaretz to go take his figs. They were in the orchard. So he's causing that individual to be over there. He's causing him to do something wrong. Go take my figs and enjoy. He's the one that caused the Aveira to happen. In the case of the pass, in the case of the bread, the dough stuck on the wall, he's not causing it to happen. Because the other guy did it, the other person put it in the oven, totally no sheiches, to the one who's now going to save him from the Aveira. So Taisa says, if you're the cause of the Aveira happening, then you are allowed or required to do an Aveira to stop him from doing a bigger Aveira that you were the cause of. Because the bread, he wasn't the cause of the Aveira. Since he wasn't the cause of it, it's going to be awesome. That's chiluk number one. Distinction number two is this brought down from the Riva. The Riva in the Taisa says, the difference is, in the case of the bread, the Aveira already started. The Aveira already starts when he puts the bread into the oven. The mice of afia, the mice of baking, already has started. Therefore, you're not allowed to stop it. Once the Aveira is already done and restarted, you can't stop it. However, in the case of the figs, he didn't start eating them yet. Since he didn't start the Aveira eating the figs yet, you can stop him entirely from doing the Aveira, then you're required to do so. That's distinction number two. Distinction number three. It's really not something to get this case, but another case of freeing an Eved. I don't want to get too confusing, but Taisa says there's another distinction in general that for a mitzvah rabbah, for a very big mitzvah, you're allowed to do an issur derabanan to allow another person to do a big mitzvah. And number three and number four is what is that? So I don't know exactly how that fits in. Taisa brings another case to be machriyat nishpshat. So oh wait, so we'll get there. What kind of raise you could do? We'll see in a second. Number four is the distinction of, in the case of the bread, the person was a peshaya. The person did the aver on purpose. He put the bread in the oven on purpose. So he's a peshaya. Yeah? So since he's a peshaya, you're not allowed to do an aver to stop another person's aver that he's doing on purpose. Mashaykin, which is not so in the case of the figs. The person who's going to eat the figs, he was doing it in his own tamimis, his innocence. He didn't know there was any issue at all. The Talmid Chacham told him to go pick the figs and eat them. So in that case, you're allowed to do an aver to stop him from doing that issue.
But you don't want to cause it.
These are four reasons why the two cases are different. You're right. That was the first reason. Again, quick chazara, because you have to know these like this.
The first case is where you caused it. And the fourth case where you said, oh, he's going
to... Different case, different reasons why it's mutter in that case.
The reasons live alone.
Correct.
So how is that in the first case that you're not allowed to tell him to go, but in the fourth case he's eating it on his own?
It's not four cases. There's two cases. The case of the bread and the case of the figs. These are four different reasons why the case of the figs is permitted. So one reason why the figs is permitted is because we'll do chazar on it. Number one, it says you caused the aveira. That's one reason why it's different. Second reason why it's different is because he's doing it not as a peshe. He doesn't know any different. It's not his fault. He didn't know that it was also. Case number three. The aver didn't start in the case of
reason,
things. Reason number three is that in the case of the figs, the aver didn't start yet, so you're going to stop him from doing the aver completely. And number four is that it's a big mitzvah. Again, I don't know how that fits in two cases, but there's also another case distinction. When it's a mitzvah rabbi, it's going to be permitted. Now, there's a fifth teretz brought from the Ritva and the Ramban, which not mentioned in the Tosfos. That there's another distinction is in the case of the bread, the aver he already did. He already did the Aveira. So by you pulling it out, all you're doing is preventing him from being chayv and a korban. You're not preventing him, not saving him from any Aveira at all. He did the Aveira already. You're saving him from being chayv a korban. That you're not allowed to do an Aveira to save Pliny from being chayv and a korban. But in the case of the figs, you're actually stopping him from doing the Aveira itself. Okay? Those are the five different distinctions brought in the Rishayim. So,
not just the korban.
Okay. Therefore, for whatever reason, brought in the Rishonim, the issue of the carbon, both in the Ritva and the Ramban, is brought in this way. Okay, five reasons again, because we're going to have to know these reasons to get to give. We're going to be major Paiskim today. We got to know five reasons clear. Number one, if you call it the Aveira, that's permitted. If he's doing it out of innocence, you're allowed to go. That's another reason why you'd be allowed to save him from doing the Aveira. Number three, the Aveira didn't start yet. Another reason why you can save him from the Aveira. Number four, if it's a mitzvah rabba, a big mitzvah. And number five, if you're doing it to save him from the Iker Aveira, it's permitted. But if you're just doing it to save him from a korban, it's going to be awesome. Okay? These are five reasons that are mentioned in the Rishonim. And everything we're going to say from here on out is all going to be dependent upon these various cheshbonos. Turn to page four. Page four is the tour. And the Beis Yosef, which is blocked in, brings a tshuva from the Rashba. Tshuva from the Rashba. Is that good?
No.
Well, we're gonna get there. So the Beis Yosef brings down a Rashba. The Rashba Shaila is a very fascinating Shaila, very unfortunate Shaila, that somebody sent a person that his daughter Chalila Vachas was kidnapped by means of a Yisrael Meshumid by a apostate. Thank you. An apostate. It's Kendall English. From an apostate. To take her out of Klai Yisrael. Huh? Apostate? What? Everybody knows what it means. Klai Yisrael. Im Yosem. So if he's going to go and run after her, maybe, and if he should go ahead and save her, is it permitted to walk even out of three parsois? Even if all the tchum is deraisa, meaning I allowed the over and isa deraisa to go and save his daughter, and the Mishnah Berurah says explicitly it has nothing to do with his daughter. It doesn't matter if it's somebody else. That punk just what the case was that it was his daughter, but are you allowed to go ahead and save her from doing averus and being leaving Yiddishkeit and doing is deraisa to save her?
So this is not called. She's not going to die. Right?
Seemingly, that's not the case of the Gemara. Correct. Yeah. So now should be over soon. So now, are you allowed to go be Mechal Shabbos to save her? Now, the Rashba is not, he himself is not clear on whether or not it's going to be permitted in this case, but he does say a very fascinating thing. Is the Rashba, obviously, based on the answer, he's going by that the only reason why it's going to be permitted is if he caused the Aveira. If he's the one who caused the Aveira, meaning, if, like he goes with that answer, difference is that in the case of the figs, the Aveira happens because of the Talmud Chacham. Since it's because of the Talmud Chacham, he's allowed to go ahead and save him. In the case of the bread, where it's going to come by means of him, it's going to be usher. So in this case also, the person is going to save this lady who gets kidnapped, save her from doing Aveiras, it's not their fault. They're not the cause of the Aveira to happen. Since they're not the cause of the Aveira to happen, the Rashba says, L'chayra, it should be usher for him to be Mechal Shabbos, to go ahead and save her. Clear in the Rashba, what?
He's going to still prevent her from doing that, because if he saves her...
But he's not allowed to go do Nisa, he's not allowed to violate Nisa Deraisa, or seemingly Derabanan, maybe. For sure not Nisa Deraisa. To go and save her, because the Rashba holds, the only time it's mutter is if you were the cause. Here, he wasn't the cause, therefore it's not mutter for him to go ahead and save her. That's what it says in the Rashba, but the Rashba himself is not fully confident in the Psak. The Beis Yosef brings the Tosfos that we know. The Beis Yosef says, listen, According to the Pshat in Tosfos, that it's a mitzvah rabba. That for a big mitzvah, you're allowed to be a mechal of Shabbos doing a veir to save. This lechera is a very big mitzvah, so it would be permitted. And according to the second Pshat in the Tosfos, that she's not a pesheya. The reason why in the case of the bread, you can't save everything that varies because the person did it on purpose. She didn't do any avers on purpose. She was kidnapped against her will. Therefore, according to that teretz, it would also be mutter. So the Beis Yosef paskens halacha lemaisa that's going to be permitted based on these two terutzim and teisvus. So what do we see from here? The Rash beholds the main correct teretz is the distinction between the two cases is because one is you're the cause of the avera, one you're not the cause of the avera. So every time you dine a shayla, that's a shayla. You're the cause or you're not the cause. You're not the cause, so it's not mutter. According to the Beis Yosef, bringing these two other terutzim and teisvus, the Beis Yosef looks at it in a different way. Is there a mitzvah rabba? Yeah, good. Was it a pshia? No, done. You're allowed to go and be a mechal Shabbos. Or mechal, do a veiris to save this lady. So the Beis Yosef, those two things are machriya. And according to the Rashba, what's machriya is the question of, is it your fault or not your fault? Also, in the last line, a very important yesoid from the Beis Yosef, the way they look at what's called a small aveira. You can do a small aveira to save somebody from doing a bigger aveira. That means you have to look at it comparatively. It means your aveira is a small aveira compared to the aveira that's going to happen otherwise. It's not an objective small aveira. You look at each aveira, kefi, how it's compared to the aveira that's going to happen if you don't do this aveira.
I'm
assuming you would judge a kefi, the einish, the punishment of the aveira. But you're right. Again, picky obvious, a little picky obvious there. What is that? However you done it, but the chayit is going to be totally on that. So now, what is halacha lemaisa? On page 5 is the Halakha Mishnah Berurah, and you'll see in your Dalet, we're going to see the words of the Shulchan Aruch, and it reads as follows: there's an arrow on the right side. It basically is clear that we're talking about going at it, the Rash Mishaila was in this Deraisa. Whatever the Rash was answering, the Beis Yosef is matter. So that means Nisra Deraisa. What is that?
All these, even
Deraisas. Because the mitzvah, again, that's what it means. And Avera Zut, that means clapping the Avera is going to happen if you don't do it. So if it's going to be a Kares, meaning if it's alive and alive, it would be Mutter. But alive and Nisra Kares, or Avera Zara, Gimachamures, Avad is going to be permitted. What is that? Can you save yourself? By meaning, if you yourself put in the pass, and now you want to take it out, is that going to be permitted?
Huh?
Your bishop, but let's take a case would be permitted. Okay, I don't know right now. Let's see, ready? Your dalet. Sif your dalet next to the arrow. The Shulchan Aruch brings down this case of the Rashba and himself in the Beis Yosef. That someone went ahead and kidnapped a lady and wants to take her to join a convent or whatever it is, and you're allowed to go. It's a mitzvah to go out, even outside three parsois, meaning even if it's an issur d'oraisa, and if he doesn't want to, Beis Din will force him to be over the issur of chilul Shabbos in order to save a person from giving up Yiddishkeit. Okay? Now, look at the Mishnah Berurah in underlined Mishnah Berurah with an arrow on the side. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Im einu pesheya, if the person was not a pesheya, of course, he chayav to do a small avera to save from doing a much bigger avera. But let's say she left on her own volition. That means she wanted to leave. She left because she chose to leave. This is going to be a pesheya. So in the case of someone who's a pesheya, for sure, a Beis Yosef, remember, one of the Iker Terutzim according to the Beis Yosef was, the person's not a pesheya. In this case, she is a pesheya. So what do we do then? So he says like this, the vader shnapi mechal Shabbos for her, because we don't say doing a veira to save somebody else who's doing even worse a veira. But because that according to Beis Yosef, that was one of the main terutzim, is, was it a pshia or not a pshia? Mm-hmm. Now he says weiter, but that's only an issa d'oraisa. But an issa d'rabbanan, the Eliyahu Rabbah says, you're allowed to go and be lenient. Okay? So meaning, even if the person is a pesheya, you're allowed to go and be mechal Shabbos the rabbanon to save them. The pashup shat is, and since we have five terutzim, right, of why, what five conditions is going to be permitted if you have at least some of the conditions, or maybe even just one of them. You're allowed to be savik derabana lekula and rely and be ovenisa derabana, but not be ovenisa deraisa if you have some of the conditions are not met. So in this case, it's a mitzvah rabba. Since a mitzvah rabba, at least one of the conditions are met, so doenisa derabana is going to be permitted, but not isa deraisa since she is a peshaya. That is the Mishabura brings the Eliyahu Rabba, seemingly halacha lemaisa. Also, you can see the Rama. Mishareitzim on page 6. Mishareitzim la'onso yachavar aveir gedela. Somebody is trying to force a person to do a big aveira in mechal of a Shabbos. You cannot be mechal Shabbos to save him. At first glance, that psak of the Rama seems against what we just said. The Rama says, if people call you to force a person to do an aveira, you can't be mechal Shabbos to save him. Seemingly, what do you mean? Why not? He's forced. He should be able to. So the Mishabur brings down here, I think it's a Mishabur, but therefore the Mefarshim explain that that's because it's only one time Aveira. That's if they're going to force him to Mechal Shabbos one time. So you cannot be Mechal Shabbos one time, save him, be Mechal Shabbos one time, because they're equivalent Aveiras, and one Aveira has to be worse than the other in order to go and be in permitted. Good. Now I have here on page 7 the Levush. Levush brings a similar case. The case of the Rashba, and the underlined areas are. You know what? This is going to be confusing. If we can, we'll get back to it. I just don't want to get too confused.
If the guy who's going to be forced to do the Avera on Shabbos, or whatever it is, that's going to be something he's going to die for. The person going to save him doing that Avera, it's not people.
Speak Kwak Nefesh.
Lechora, right?
Okay, fine. So once you mention it, we'll see the line. We'll see the Levush. So. Go back to the Levush. Thank you, Michael. Standing up for the cover of the Levush. So now, let's see it inside. On page 7, it's bracketed in, at least on one side, and there's an arrow. They're allowed to go ahead and save the person in, even if it's a suffix, you'll save them. You're allowed to Michal Shabbos. Now look at the underlined words. Bamed v'amamurim. Everybody see it? Page 7. Bamed v'amurim. What is this case? That's Hamaras Das Kitzibog bin Emavesh, Havidina. The Levush says that this that's permitted to Mechal Shabbos to save an individual in this case is only going to be if they're forcing him to do an Avei which is Yerg Vayavar. Forcing him to do an Avei which is Mechuv to Meisa Nefesh. For example, they're going to force him to Avei Dezara. They're going to force him to commit Arayas. They're going to force him to kill somebody. In those cases where he's mukhiv to be meisa nefesh, he's mukhiv to give up his life rather than doing those aveiras, that case would permit it for the Mechal Shabbos to save the individual because that's a misal l'chayim. That's a gather of pikuach nefesh.
Good?
Not about you giving up. It's not Mechal Shabbos.
No, I'm saying you're mukhiv to give Mechal Shabbos if someone else is doing aveira, that's Yarav Vayavar.
Because he's going to die.
Yeah.
He's going to be Meisa Nefesh, saving his life. Fine. And now the Eliyahu Rabba on the bottom is the Eliyahu we just said over from the Mishnah Brura that to do an Issa Derabanan, you're allowed to do an Issa Derabanan even if not all the conditions are met because Savik Derabanan le Kula, le Hakam. Fine. So now we have the general principles that we need in order to dan all these Shilas that are coming up. Again, as a introduction,
preface,
whatever, preliminary words. These are what we're going to talk about is lahalacha lemaisa. We're just speaking and learning, and ask your LOR if what the halachas are, if it ever comes halacha lemaisa. Okay. So now, number one, let's say the case of the menahal, the manager of the nursing home. Okay. The light bulb is the manager of the nursing home, and we're going to assume just for fun that that's going to be Issa D'Oraisa. We're assuming the bulbs in the refrigerator are in Issa D'Oraisa. That's what we're assuming right now, for the sake of argument. So now, you have the personal manager. He is supposed to take to unscrew the light bulbs before Shabbos. He didn't unscrew the light bulb before Shabbos, and now all these poor elderly Jews are going to go and open up the refrigerator and be Mechal Shabbos. Okay? Is it permitted with a shinui to unscrew the light bulb? because everybody knows that Isser Deraisa on Shabbos with the Shinui is only also Midrabana. Good? So it's permitted for him to do that. So this Shaila is spoken about by, oh, I didn't put it in the packets. Wait 1 second.
We're assuming that the Shinui works.
Has to be a real Shinui, obviously. You have to be careful to make a real Shinui, correct. And that's why I use the case of standing on your hands and then screwing with your feet. That would be pretty, I mean, if you could do that, pretty good. That's just the right, so you think this is the rabbanim.
I'm saying the outcome is like perfectly unscrewed label. It's not like you unscrewed
label. I mean, to be in Hilchos Shinui, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. So Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein discusses this Shiloh, and he lets down the Shiloh. Number one, did he cause the Averit to happen? Could very well be.
He
was the one who was responsible to unscrew it. Since he was the one responsible to unscrew it, to a certain degree, it's his fault. Are there people open a refrigerator Paishim?
No.
You say no? Maybe yeah. I don't know.
Do they know that it's on?
Maybe they don't care.
It's always on.
What is that?
The first time they're going to do it, for sure.
Yeah, because it's
so,
not
to do that. So not, apparently not everybody in this case was necessarily from in the nursing home. So if it's a Pesher or not, you'll see he's not confident it's called a Pesher. Number three, did the Averit not start yet? The Averit didn't start yet. Number four, it's a Mitzvah Rabbah. Yeah, it's for sure a Mitzvah Rabbah. So
every Hilchos Shabbos is a Mitzvah Rabbah, I'm saying.
Okay, good. So now, says Yitzchak Zilberstein, that it would be permitted 100% l'chatchila for a person, if he left the light on, he's allowed to unscrew with the Shinui in order to save everybody else.
Why did the Pasna have a Mitzvah Rabbah?
Because of Pesher.
No, I'm saying Kornelitz has a Mitzvah
Rabbah. I don't know how Mitzvah fits into that whole Shabbos. Okay, just for fun. The case that the Tesis brings, the Mitzvah Rabbah, is only two cases. But one of them is that there's a machlek, there's a person, a person's owned by two individuals. One individual frees him. One individual keeps him as an Eved. So it's a big problem, is that he can't get married to a Yisraelis because the half of him is an Eved. And he can't marry a Shivcha because half of him is a Yisrael. And he can't do Puruvu anymore. Puruvia, he can't do anymore. So he forced them to free him. In order that you can do the mitzvah perivik, because it's a mitzvah rabbah, as the Tesis says, why is it going to be permitted? Okay, that's the mitzvah rabbah. There's another case of mitzvah rabbah, where mitzvah derabim is, let's say if there's 10 people, 9 people, and a minion, and they want to daven, and one of them owns a, this is Rabbi Eliezer, he owned a ship in Eved Kenaini. It is a mitzvah say to keep having a Eved Kenaini, not to free him. So in this case, you have 9 people, you want to daven with a minion. Apparently, Minyan was very chomor, mitzvah rabbah. And so Rabbi Elazar freed him to make a minion. He freed him to make a. Oh, right, so Mr. Rabbin. Mr. Rabbin. So he frees him, and in order to be mashlam, a minion, because mitzvah rabbin. So those are the two cases that Tosfos puts together to be, for a mitzvah rabbah, it's for a rivia, or a mitzvah rabbin of that with a minion, to be mashlam, a minion, those are the cases of mitzvah rabbah. How it fits in this shmuz, I'm not sure. I don't know. So Rabbi Zilberstein says halach lemaisa, they're permitted for it would be permitted for the owner, the manager of that place, to go remove the light with a shinui to save everybody else from doing averus deraisa. It's psikresha. He doesn't even bring that shmuz that, I don't think. Whatever it is, he passed halach lemaisa, that would be permitted. Now he also brings the other shayla about an alarm. That's it. The alarm is going off. Let's say if the alarm is going off and his neighbors who are Yid and Bana and they're Sushim and Mitzvahs, he's afraid they're going to go ahead and call the police. If he's there, he's afraid they're going to go ahead and call the police. So then he wants to turn off his alarm with a Shinui and Issa Darabanan. So in that case, Rav Zilberstein says no. That's not going to be permitted. If we were looking at it as an outsider, we would say L'Chayra, it should be the same case. Did he cause the Aveiro? He forgot to turn off his alarm. Are they Peshim? Ooh, so we'll get there in a second. Did the Aveiro not start yet? Yes. Is it? It's Shmir Shabbos. Maybe that's a Mitzvah Rabbah. So why would it not be permitted? So Rav Zilberstein says, because those people that anywhere not Shemitah and Mitzvahs, it could be they're called Peshim no matter what. Those are called Peshim. It's a Peshaya. Since it's a Peshaya, you're not allowed to do it even if it's a Darabanan, he says. to save them. Mashenk, in the case of the elderly people, they know, they don't know, they're not having chum, whatever it is, they're old, they don't think so much, whatever exactly, whatever the word is, that he says those are ksas sheikigim, that's his mutter. But in the case of the alarm, he passes that would be aser, because those people are considered pishim gemurim.
I think maybe in Israel, maybe it might be different.
Could be. I'm not giving psak halacha. Huh?
They're the ones that are going to be called the alarm.
I don't know. See, he says like this. Tshuva. I'll read it inside. Tshuva. Ein mikra zed doimela mikra delea. This is not the case of the alarms. It's not similar to the case earlier. That the shehazakenim ame haaretz, the amaratzim, these zakenim, uktsas shogigim. And they are, to a certain degree, how do you say shogigim in English?
Unwittingly.
Not negligent.
Apostate.
Not apostate, no. Thank you.
Unwitting.
It's a shogig matzav. Now, he says, whatever, they're ktsas shogigim him. However, the shechen, the neighbors, are not Shemesh Shabbos anyway, and either way, they're not Shemesh Shabbos, so it'd be also to mevatel the alarm, even the shinui, who never find such thing as mutter, to do an esazuta to save people who are anywhere in Mechalei Shabbos from doing an event.
If there was an alarm with 10 people up at night, would that be called a mitzvah of Rabin?
That's interesting. That's interesting. It happens to be the one time in Lel Shabbos my car alarm went off. For no apparent reason. It just went off. Whatever. So the police came to my house because my neighbors were flipping out. When I used to live on whatever, 13th Avenue. So the people in Marlin Gardens heard it apparently, and they were getting very angry, and they were, you Jews always ruining our days, whatever. So the police came to my house. It was 2:00 in the morning. And he knocked on my door, and I was scared out of my mind. I thought, I don't know what was going on. It was 2:00 in the morning. So I banged back on the door. So I don't know what else to do. So I said, there's the police. All right. So I opened up the door and he said, your car alarm is going off. I said, I know. We don't use electricity on Shabbos. Do you want to turn it off? No, you turn it off. I can't turn on electricity. He looks at my house, all the lights are on. So I said, yeah, we don't turn on electricity. It's like, all right, whatever. And he left. But that was my experience with my car alarm.
Okay, so
you
left it on.
Huh? I said, here's my keys, turn it off. No. All right, so don't turn it off. Anyway, fine. So, right. So, the next case, let me check this out. The next case was taking out bulb, but yeah, we did the right alarm going off, done. Okay, now, the case of Hatzolah. The case of Hatzolah. So, I believe Rav Vazna deals with this Shaila. In the case of Hatzolah, but I couldn't find it again. Yeah, here it is. Hatzolah. Josh, you listening? So, now, if in the middle of a Hatzolah call, somebody's driving to Aventura, and he's driving whatever, which incurs many Yisrael D'Araisa, seemingly. So, then they call the dispatch, so forget it, false alarm, he's perfectly fine, forget about it. So, Rav Azar brings down a very fascinating thing. L'chayra, at first glance, he would say, you should do an Aveir Zuta, use the walkie-talkie, in order, maybe the Shinui, I don't know what the Yisrael is walkie-talkie anyway, but to tell the driver to stop driving and be Michal Shabbos. So he says, no, you don't tell them. Why? He says, huh? Right, he's doing something mutter. Avu balavachi poshet kumash kustavdi shenosa bechinam einu eser klal. Even if he's driving for no reason, it's not awesome. Since he thinks he's doing pikuach nefesh, then it's pikuach nefesh. That's mutter for him to continue. It's not objective, like now it's Pikuach Nefesh, now it's Aser. He thinks he's doing Pikuach Nefesh. Therefore, it remains Mutter Legami for him, and there's no Indian at all for the dispatcher to stop him.
So he just gets a call.
What?
If he leaves and goes away, then 10 minutes later he may get a call, but I don't know if another.
Because I don't know if that's part of the Cheshma. I heard other voices. Anybody else have issues with this? All right, right. Now, I'm hearing voices. Now, pushing off the bris to save people from Chilul Shabbos. So, L'chaira, if we're going to go and make a cheshbin, I would have thought it would be mutter. I would have. Oh, that's another shayla. There's a shayla, this whole shmuz is relevant to Shavuot Taisa, which is Kumasei, but we'll get there maybe if we have time. So now, I don't know who the Evan Pina is. I don't know what that is. But he wrote a Tshuva Sefer. And this was the Shaila that was in his Tshuva Sefer. Number one, by him making the bris on Yom Shemini, is he causing the Aveira?
No.
I don't know. Yeah. He's a part of the Aveira from happening.
Right.
Causing it. Is he? Are those people Peshim? They're Peshim. Yeah. Number three, the Aveira not start yet? Aveira did not start yet. It's Shemir Shabbos, Mitzvah Rabba. It's a Mitzvah Rabba. Because then it was Mechal Shabbos, the Kiyo, Ovid Avei Dezorah. So it's a Mitzvah Rabba. So why should he not push off the bris? And even more so, is that he's just doing a B'Shav Al Taisa.
You said they were Peshim.
L'chayr, they are Peshim.
That's the reason.
That's a reason why he would not have to be Goyis with the doing. Right? But there are many Tzaldim that he should be Goyis with going on. So now the Shaila is even more lenient, is because it's Shav Al Taisa. He's not doing an Aveira. He should not be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Mila B'Zmanoi.
Don't invite them to coming anyway.
Not totally in the inviting. So he brings down though here that it, the Shaar Melech, all this other issue of the fact that it's a Shavat Taisa not a Kumase, they'll be permitted. So Shaila was, L'chayre, you should push it off. But it comes out, Halach L'maisa, not to. Because Shaar Melech L'Davka really considers that Shavat Taisa an issue. And if Shavat Taisa is just as bad as the Kumase, right? If a Shavat Taisa pushing off the same thing as doing a Aveira to save them, it would be an Issa D'Oraisa. If it's an Issa D'Oraisa, then if they are pushing, there's no Heter B'chal. So then he says, Halach L'maisa, he says, L'chin Horesi, I'll say the words, L'kayim the Mila B'Zimano on Shabbos Kedish, and tell them not to come. So then if Ilahedja tells them not to come, it's B'chal that is Zacharias if they come, or if they don't. So therefore, there's no Inyan to push off the bris, save everybody else from Chilul Shabbos. Now, what about giving somebody food if you know that they're not going to make a bracha? Is that permitted? So, if Shlomo Zalman here has an amazing chiddush, which I didn't say brought down in any of the other pesukim, what is the aveira? Let's say you invite somebody for Shabbos, or let's say you give him food. What is the, you're trying to avoid that he's going to go out and do worse aveiras? He's going to go and get all these bnei Torah. They're horrible people. I'm going to eat a piece of chazer. I don't know, whatever it's going to be, right? My friend Avram Gatzel told me recently that the restaurant was packed for Hashem, and somebody came and said, you better find me a table. He said, what do you mean? We have reservations. If you don't find me a table, I'm going to go to McDonald's. This is the threat he gave to my friend Avram Gatzel. So, do you have to be gurious the threat or not to be gurious the threat? So anyway, so... I'm going to go next time and say I want 50% off. I'm going to McDonald's. But Shaila is, do you have to ignore his threats or not? The different Shaila. However, over here, so what's the Aveira? It's Leif Na'iver. If I invite him to come to my house, he's going to eat without making brachas. And he's not going to wash the deals of that. And he's going to drive on Shabbos. So what am I doing? I'm doing Isser of Leif Na'iver. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, again, Rav Shlomo Zalman is not talking about a car. He's talking about eating without making a bracha and a tiyosadai. Rishon Mazalman says a very different thing. It's in Mincha Shleima Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed Hey. So you could look it up yourself. He says that Lifnei Iver means you're causing somebody to do an Aveira. But in this case, why am I causing him to do an Aveira? To Makarev into Teira, to make your friends with Bnei Teira, to save him eventually from doing many more events. So I believe there's no Lifnei Iver in such a thing. You don't look at Lifnei Iver in this particular situation that Lamaisa, I'm giving him food, he's going to eat without a bracha, or I'm giving him bread, he's not going to wash the tefillah tonight. But the way you look at it is kaliyistic. Why am I doing this? To prevent it from other Avedas. If you're doing it to prevent them from other Avedas, that's Bechal, not Lifnei Iver. Never it's Mutter. That's up, Shlomo Zalman Paskins.
So if you're just inviting him over, just, you know, you haven't seen him in a couple months, you're not really caring about what he's doing, and if you do invite him over, that wouldn't be...
That's stamatine on you. If you invite a guy who's in, you have no intention to carry him to the other guy, then that's number one, the first problem. Number two is that if that's your kavani, you're right, they'll believe in either. But here, since the whole part is that I'm trying to make it that it'll be shomer more mitzvahs in the future, It's blood. It's bechal not leaf neither. The Chazanish Mefurish didn't hold this. The Chazanish held you have to dan the shayla kishul la'atzmai as it presents itself to you, and it, as it presents itself as leaf neither, so it's aser. Rishon Zaman makes it more global and would consider it not leaf neither. But Zot Stadim, that's only a Siddur Rabbanan and a Siddur Raisa. So I don't know what he holds about driving a car. That's a different Shaila. Rav Vosner dons the same Shaila, and it seems to me that it was the same Shaila, because not just the same content, but it seems like it was the same exact Shaila, because the Lashon that they bring is very similar to what the Shaila was. But Rav Vosner has a different reason. He does not bring this Svara of Rishon Zalman that's not Lifnei Iver. But he has other reasons why it is you're allowed to go and be lenient on this. He says because it's not lifnei iver, because lifnei iver is only treya avid nahari. Meaning, if he can't do the avera without me, right? So then, if I do it for him, that's lifnei iver. This is not lifnei iver. He can eat, even though I don't give to him. If he can go to my refrigerator maybe and take food. Meaning, it's not. I'm not causing him to do the avera. It's not lifnei iver. So, however, it would still be misayelad via avera. You're helping a person do an Aveira by giving him the food. It's not lifnei iver, but it'll be a misayeya. And he says, a person who anyway is mechal Shabbos, not sharing to a mitzvah, there's no issa of misayeya in there. Which is interesting. I don't know the pshat in that. But he says, there's no issa of misayeya by Aveira, somebody who anyway does Aveiras. So either way, and he brings him the Ksav Sefer also like this, either way, according to Rishon, that Rav Vosner is also being permitted to give somebody food or drink, even if they're not going to wash the Yisidayim, even if they're not going to go ahead and make a Brach. The same Shaila used the Shaar Melech, Rav Baruch Erbelander, who's the Rav somewhere in Hungary, I don't know exactly where, but he brings that Shaila, he brings from the Tzelem Rav. Let's say if a person to go and do Ashgoche to make sure food from Japan is kosher. I don't know, whatever. So he's going to go to Japan, live in Japan, there's no, in a place where there's no minyanim, but a factory where they make, who knows what. So he's going to be a Vatel minyan for the rest of his life, whatever it is, in order to make sure that this thing's going to be kosher. So it brings from the Tzelem Rav that Hagam, you're being mevatel the mitzvah, dying with a minion, it's still going to be permitted to go because that's so called chate, because all you're doing is being mevatel the mitzvah of minion, shavat taisa, and you're doing it to save all your beer from doing averus of eating typhus. So the Tzelem Rav says 100% mutter, and the Baruch Arbeland also says 100% mutter against the Udvar Rav. I don't know who that is, who held it was Aser, but they all use the same svaras that you're doing a mitzvah, and the very doing is only shalva taisa, and the melah, it's not an issue. Now, the last thing we're done on is if a person comes to your house on Shabbos, you tell him, you know what, come to my house, love us through the Shabbos, my kids should be geshmak, and you make sure you watch where he puts his keys, and you want to steal his keys so that he's stuck at your house for Shabbos. So, this is an interesting shiloh. Now, if you're stealing his keys, to keep his keys, that's not going to be mutter. But if you're stealing his keys and you're going to give them back after Shabbos,
Is this different than, are you even allowed to invite him over?
He came out of Shabbos. This is your plan from the beginning. You invite him over once you have him, you're kidnapping him. Done. You're going to take his keys, he can't go anywhere. So, I mean, nowadays it's called Uber, maybe took his phone also. I don't know, whatever. So now, to steal a person's keys is whether you're allowed to steal in order to go save him is a shayla halacha. But if you're allowed to be even stealing money to save a person's life, in the case of pikuach nefesh, is going to be aser. So in this case, you're stealing from him to save his own nefesh. It's very not pashut, that's going to be mutter. The person can deal with it. Another shayla.
Don't steal. Just kick it under a shelf or something. Kick it under.
Yeah, I mean,
you're misplacing it.
What's called stealing? I also saw one time years ago when I was a bacher, I didn't find the tshuva again, but there's a tshuva, one of these svarim, I remember in the library, in the Eitzah svarim upstairs in Chaim Berlin, that deals with an interesting shayla. They're here at someone's house and they have a television. Are you allowed to smash the television in order to save them from watching television? This is a shayla you brought down. They pass an halacha l'mayis, it's a mitzvah g'dayla, and if you can, you should smash the television and all the other things to make sure that people are not doing avodas. Now, I'm not suggesting anybody should do that. I mean, okay, why not? Yeah. No. So, again, nobody can smash other people's televisions and computers and say, Singer told me to do it. But I did say that one truva sefer that it was permitted to do so. So, that's the Ikri thing. Remember, the two Gemaras, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Erevin, And the four truths of why it's going to be permitted. One, if you're causing the Aveira. Two, if the person not doing it as a pshia, as negligence. Number three, the Aveira didn't start yet. Number four, it's a big mitzvah. And number five, according to the Ramban and the Ritva, that it's a mitzvah that all you're doing is stopping him from doing a karban. If you're stopping him from actually doing the Aveira, it's going to be permitted. And how those Aveiras play out, if somebody was kidnapped, in that case it's an oynes, a person's a pesheya, we have to know how to dan that. Also, the Shalom Melech, that the whole thing is only when it's Kum Asay, doing an Aveir, not by Bivatovitz Asay, is not going to be a problem. That was the Shalom Melech. And the way you done a small Aveir is compared to the bigger Aveir. And Halachal Amayas, the Rabbi holds, and Mishabur brings it down, that even if you don't have all the conditions to permit you to be Oivanis of the Arayas to save somebody from a bigger Aveir, for sure, you're allowed to do it, as long as some of the conditions are met, you're allowed to do an Isad Darabonin to save someone from a bigger Aveira, shall be Zaycha, that no one should do Aveiras. We shouldn't have to do Aveiras to save others, not do Aveiras. Everybody should be Shema to a mitzvah, kid, the boy, Mizaych, the Gulu Bakar, the Amen.
Amen.